Chapter 7. Buck becomes the master dog.
The next morning, Francois finds that Spitz is gone. Buck has many wounds.
That Spitz is a real fighter,
says Perrault.
Yes, but Buck is the strongest of all the dogs. He fights like two big huskies,
says Francois.
Come on, Perrault. We must go on. We still have a lot of miles to travel. No more Spitz, no more trouble.
Francois packs the sled and harnesses the dogs. Buck goes quietly into Spitz's old place at the front of the team. Francois doesn't see him and leads Solex to Spitz's position. He believes Solex is the most experienced dog to take over as leader. Buck is angry and springs on Solex, snarling fiercely.
What's this?
Laughs Francois.
Look at Buck! First he kills Spitz and now he takes his job! Go away, Buck!
But Buck doesn't move. Eventually, Francois has to pull him away. Solex goes back to the lead position. Buck growls angrily and runs over to chase him away. Now Francois is really angry.
I fix you now, Buck!
He cries. He picks up a heavy stick. Buck remembers the red sweater man. He remembers the law of the stick. He starts to retreat slowly. Solex goes to the lead position again, and this time Buck doesn't try to chase him away. He only snarls and growls. Francois calls Buck to go to the position in front of Dave. Buck retreats one or two steps, and Francois follows him. Every time Francois approaches Buck, he retreats. They play this game for a long time. Then Francois, exasperated, throws the stick at Buck. But Buck isn't afraid of the stick. He wants to be the leader. Perrault and Francois chase Buck for more than an hour. They throw sticks at him. He dodges the sticks. They swear at him. He snarls and growls. He doesn't try to run away, but he makes Francois and Perrault understand that he wants to be the leader. If he isn't the leader, he won't pull with the other dogs. Perrault looks at his wristwatch. He isn't happy that they are wasting so much time with Buck's game. They have to get on the trail. The two men decide to give in. Buck can be the leader. They take Solex from the lead position and call to Buck.
Hey!
Buck laughs as dogs laugh, with his mouth open, but he doesn't come. Francois takes off Solex's harness and puts him back in his old position in front of the sled. The dog team is harnessed to the sled, ready to start on the trail. The lead position is empty. Francois calls Buck again. Again. Buck laughs and doesn't come. Perrault watches the scene for a while. Then he says,
throw down your stick.
Francois throws it down. Buck watches him, then trots into the lead position, wagging his tail. They put on his harness, and the dogs begin to pull the sled. They are on the trail again. Buck is a good leader. He is smart and quick. He wants to show the men that he is a better leader than Spitz. Dave and Solex are happy that Buck is their leader. They are work dogs, and they are used to working hard. The rest of the dog team is restless because of the change of leader. They are difficult to manage, but Buck must make them behave. Pike is in the position behind Buck. He likes to go slowly, and Buck doesn't like this. He makes Pike pull very hard. He also has to punish Joe the first night. Joe is a mean dog. He pulls in the position next to Pike and bites him whenever he can. Buck sees Joe trying to bite Pike and springs on him. He bites him hard, and Joe cries in pain. The dogs begin to understand that Buck is their leader now, and they must obey him. After a few days, the dog team is happier, and the dogs are working well with each other. Francois and Perrault buy two more dogs at Rink Rapids. They are called Teak and Kuna. Buck teaches them how to be good sled dogs.
Buck is a great dog,
says Francois.
He is worth $1,000, don't you think, Perrault?
Perrault agrees.
That Buck, he's the best dog that ever pulled a sled on the Northland Trail,
he says.
He's the smartest and quickest sled dog we ever had. Buck's the master of all the dogs.